Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Check them out. I think they're podcasting. I don't even know. I know they were. Summer's over. I think everyone got a little bit busy doing the summer stuff. I think they're getting back to podcasting. Honestly, I'm not even sure. But check them out. They got a lot of podcasts that they have posted, so check those out. So good morning. It is, what is today? November the 6th? November 6th, 2021. Saturday morning, 6 in the morning. It's still dark out. It's one of those mornings where you wake up and you're just grateful to be sober. It's just that freaking simple some days. You know, it's easy to... Unfortunately, a lot of the stuff that comes along with a lot of the stuff that I talk about is a lot of the stuff that I did not come here to work on. And so sometimes it's hard for me to get my hands around this stuff. You know, I know like this would be a morning if I was still drinking that I would really be hurting. And if you had a big night last night and you're waking up this morning and you are still hurting, well, I'm sorry. Maybe it's good. You know, the other tough part about sobriety for me is that I had so much fun. I had so much fun. And I think that at least it is important for me. I have to be honest about that. I had a lot of fun. You know, anytime something like a relationship ends, we tend to point out all of the bad things, right? All the bad things, I can list all the bad things. Give me, you know, building a case of why I shouldn't want to do it. But the reality was that I had a lot of fun. And I just have to, because my sobriety path isn't perfect, you know. I got sober and I first got sober. Shit, I remember going to a meeting at 15. That program did not work at 15. I remember going to that program when I was probably 19. I remember going to rehab at 15, probably 20. Didn't work. I remember going to a lot of meetings. Didn't work. I remember when I first was here, and I didn't really even consider myself as having a drinking problem. I considered myself the first time that I ever really tried to make an attempt at going to some sort of 12-step program, I was really struggling with other drugs. You know, I had lowered my life down to such a point that drinking and waking up drunk and drinking every day just wasn't that bad. But there would be nights where I would drink too much and then go smoke crack. You know, I'm not a crackhead. In my day, we called it freebase. But regardless, you know, there would be nights, get that drunk on, and for some reason, you'd head down that path. And that the next day, man, there would be a lot of shame and guilt when I would wake up after a day of that or a night of doing that. And I remember going to meetings. I remember going to NA meetings. I remember my dad saying that he heard of a guy who was a sponsor and that I should give him a call. And I remember going to the meeting and just being going just for the reason that if I drank too much, I smoked crack. So, of course, I went to NA because my drinking wasn't the issue. And then I would go home and just get drunk and not smoke crack. I'd be like, success. But then you have days like today where you wake up. You know, the reason I'm up so early, my wife had to, our daughter is in a horse show this morning. And so my wife, and this is, you know, this was a big deal because my daughter is, you know, she's 9 and she's growing up, right? And, you know, she does horseback riding and, you know, there's all sorts of young girls that do the riding. Her coach, Sam, you know, Teresa really looks up to. And, you know, Teresa's struggling with growing up, right? She loves being a little kid. She doesn't care, you know, what people think. She does. She loves, you know, she loves teddy bears and horses and playing, and she just loves being a little kid. And, but I think it's important that she hangs out with some kids that are a little older to inspire her to come out of that age, right? Come out of the 8s and 9s, you know. And so she went and stayed with some of the other girls in a trailer at the horse show. And, you know, that's a big deal when your kid decides to, you know, she spends the night over at grandma's all the time. She'll spend the night at her other grandparents up in Connecticut, no problem. But, you know, to send her off into the world with a bunch of other little girls staying in a trailer, a little nervous. But that's what she was wanted to do, and she's been talking about it all week. And I think hanging out with some older, younger kids, I think is going to be good for her. So we had to get up early this morning because my wife wants to head over there, and because this show, I think, starts at 8. So we got up early. I get up early anyway, but we got up early, and we're just chatting and having coffee, and now she's headed out. And I said, I might as well just go do a podcast. But as I'm driving over here, I'm just full of gratitude, just grateful that I'm not drunk. That doesn't mean that my life is not full of challenges and is not hard, and some days I just want to bury my head in the sand. But I know as long as I'm not drunk, I have a chance. As my buddy Matt used to always say, as long as I'm not smoking crack and paying for hookers, should all work out. And, you know, it's funny because that first initial start with trying to find a 12-step program, if we're going to be honest, it wasn't to get sober. It was to just get the heat off my back. I don't know. Maybe it was just to stop smoking crack. I don't know. But like I said, I was okay with the drinking. But, boy, started smoking that cocaine and shit. Your life's falling apart. And, you know, so, but let me rephrase that. One of the many facets of being sober is that it's a little bit boring, you know? We don't do much. We work, we come home, relax, watch TV, chill. We don't go out a lot. We definitely don't go to bars. We don't do a lot of social stuff. Maybe that's just kind of how it is right now. You know, I feel like I've thrown in the white towel as far as like having fun in life. It's kind of weird. But remembering and still forgetting that relaxing sober on the couch and watching television with your wife and family is not a bad thing. It's just not thrilling, right? And thrilling was what I used to love. Thrilling was fun. And so I guess just adjusting my, I don't know what you would even call it. Obviously, we're at the beginning of something. I don't expect you to know where it's gonna go. But I believe we might be on to something. Maybe you should know. Now that is a Lake Street Dive. What a great, this is a great band. You know, I've talked about, I don't know if I mentioned that we do other podcasts. One of them is the Discovery Music Podcast. And the premise of that podcast is bringing new music with friends, and we kind of hang out and talk about new music. And, you know, one of the challenges is finding new music. And I found this band right here, and I'm really digging them. And I love that, you know, Hypotheticals, that is a, it's for me one of the biggest challenges of getting, of living that life and living the life of that I don't drink, but I'm still not quite sober. I'm still not quite surrendered. I'm still, I'm free of the drink, but not free of the self. And, you know, my wife sometimes struggles with this. I sometimes struggle with this, but she'll tell me, you know, next week's supposed to be really bad. I'm like, babe, you know, let's stay out of the week. Let's stay in the day. You know, let's not predict, not project. It's all these weird little habits. And that's what she loves to, you know, I think we all love it. I'll go out into the future, and I mean, I do it. I still even do it, you know, with my book. I mean, I'm in a business where I schedule people, and I'm looking at my book, and I'm busy, and I'll look at that, and I'll have anxiety about how busy I am next week when it's really, you know, it's not relative to what's going on currently. And if I start taking those emotions and putting them on what's going on currently, I live in this. Sometimes I live in a time where I'm having anxiety about a time that when I do actually get to it, it's not as bad as I had thought. Do you do that? These are just habits, you know? I think as humans, I think as a human that I am, I like the drama, you know? I used to be big into, you know, when I was working on the golf course, I used to love and hate the weather. And what I would really hate is when I would watch the Weather Channel and it was going to tell me how the weather was going to be for the next 7 days. And in a business where my whole job is based around weather, you know, we'd come through the summer and it was, you know, always that couple of weeks of summer, a couple of times of the year where it's going to be hot. You know, it's going to be 90s. The heat index of 110, you're like, oh, great. You know, when you're babysitting grass, which was what I was pretty much doing, I would live in that whole week. It's going to be a nightmare. Where really, in the end, in the moment, it wasn't that bad. I was riding around in a golf cart, dragging a hose, spraying grass. I think the hard part was is that I didn't particularly like the job. But I had to do it because I didn't have a lot of options. So you're doing something you don't really like to do. Even though kind of in the end, it was a lot of fun. It was, that's just how complicated I can be. I had a job. I think my issue was that I don't know what my issue was. But the point was, is that, you know, I got to stay in the moment. And, you know, that's all comes with a program. You know, and I talked about also yesterday about gambling. You know, that is a, I feel bad. You know, if the first step, we admitted we were powerless over gambling, that our lives had become unmanageable, you know? Or is it we came to believe that, no, what is it? We admitted we were powerless over gambling, that our lives had become unmanageable to everybody else. You know, I saw that news clip and that at that moment, that guy, you know, with a bunch of other guys standing around some freaking hall looking at some board of scores. And at the time of the report, he looks over his shoulder and he's holding some pieces of paper and he looks over his shoulder to the right and makes eye contact with that camera. And I felt like at that moment he said, I hope nobody sees me because my life has become unmanageable to everybody else. That's how it was always for me. My life was unmanageable to everybody else. It's just, when was everybody else going to get to a point where I was going to have to address my issue? I've said before, I don't even think I got sober because I wanted to stop drinking. I got sober because my life had become unmanageable to everybody else. I probably could have gone a little longer. But it's kind of like walking down a hallway with no doors. There's no way out. And the whole time you're walking down this hallway with no doors, you're yelling, I want out. I want out. But you really don't. Until that moment comes where you do get punched in the face, you wreck a car. You know, I can't stop thinking about that Ruggs guy, the football player in Las Vegas that hit that lady going 165 miles an hour in his Corvette. Killed her. They show the video. He's sitting there. His girlfriend's like, are you okay? And over his shoulder, you can see a car burning. And you know that the girl inside is dying as they're watching. There's nothing they could do. But she's dying. That's the moment in the hallway where a door appears. You know, you always hope it doesn't get to that point where, God forbid, you've done something that unfortunately has made someone's life so unmanageable that they're gone. That guy made that girl's life very unmanageable. I bet you this morning or yesterday when he came to the next day, he was ready to get sober. You know, windows like that, opportunities like that, especially in sobriety, they don't just show up as an intervention. You know, those aren't usually the doors that appear in the hall when a bunch of group of your friends are like, man, you need to get sober. And you're like, yeah, whatever. No. Because the key to finding a door, or to at least getting through it, is unfortunately humiliation. Ego devastation. We've been watching this invasion show on Apple TV, and it's very interesting, and it's got a lot of fluff, but one of the little scenarios that's going on in the show is this guy that's like, you know, falling in love with some other girl, and he's, you know, married, and it's just self-centered move. You know, and his life now has become unmanageable to his whole family. You know, and I'm sure prior to his wife finding out, he was like, hey, I'm fine with living this double life. But then when, you know, and that's ego. That's all self. Ego's like, this ain't no big deal. It was, if you watch it, it's interesting because he falls in love with some girl that's on Instagram and she's a chef and, you know, she posts all this food, you know, like all of the Instagram people, right? Typical. And his wife finds out that he's cheating on her. And so she, like, it, you know, I guess a typical wife would do, she's on Instagram and she's figuring it out. And she figures out that he's following this girl, and he figures it out that this is the girl. And she starts liking all of her stuff. And he gets home. Because I don't know if she's on, if the whole family's on Life 360, but they're looking at him, and he's supposed to be at work, and his little face bubble is not at work. It's at a different place. So she drives down there, of course, right? Finds his car at some random house, walks up the driveway, looks through the window. Right as he looks through the window, they start making out, you know. So she runs home, and, you know, upset, of course. And that's when she starts going on Instagram, figures out who this chick is, and starts liking her stuff. And so when the husband gets home, unaware of what's going on, she has some food ready for him. And he's like, oh, hey, dinner? And she's like, yep, here you go. And he's tasting it, and he goes, well, this is different. It's got flavor, you know, like insinuating that what she cooks never has flavor. Well, what she's done is she's cooked a meal that his little girlfriend has posted. It's crazy. But my point, I guess, of that was I'm sure he had justified 100 reasons why he should have this affair. We would justify 100 reasons why we should drink again, or why we've justified we should gamble again. You know, quietly, secretly, to ourselves, we probably can come up with 100 reasons why it's a good idea. And then you crash your car, you lose all the family's money, you get caught cheating. You know, ego gets devastated. That's when a door shows up in the hallway. Maybe this is an opportunity. to stop cheating, to stop gambling, to stop drinking. It's just that there's a program that is out there for you, for me, that if that door shows up and I walk through it, there's a hand that's held out to welcome me. And that's what happened when I got sober the first time. And it didn't set the first time, but it was, I got enough of it to know how to get back to it. And my humiliating moment was when I got punched in the face at the bar and thrown out the door. And I've shared before, my first thought was not that I should get sober. My first thought was, I don't want any of my friends to see me with stitches. And when I checked into that hospital and I'm in that hallway and all of a sudden I come up to that door and I open it, and that's when those guys came up to the fifth floor at BB and said, hey, do you want to go to a meeting? And I said, yes. And I went. Because my ego, the ego that had told me that it was okay to drink every day, the ego that tells you that it's okay to cheat, the ego that tells you that it's okay to gamble, as soon as humility shows up, ego splits. And you're like, wow. Like, I couldn't make this decision to do something like this yesterday, but for some reason today, I'm okay with it. Because ego will come back. Ego will come back. And if you haven't figured out a way to find another life, ego will win. And if you do gamble too much, and if you are cheating, and if you are drinking and drugging, and you have found that door and you have that moment where you found some clarity and you feel like you're doing all right, ego will come back. That's what programs are good for, is explaining and showing you that how much ego runs our life and how much a lack of humility allows it. I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. That's my issue. And I can't drink. I can't cheat. I can't gamble. It's pretty clear. All right, let me read. I hope this makes some sense. If it doesn't, I'll try again another day. But I try to do these podcasts and I get halfway through and I'm like, what are you saying? And then I shut it off. I just need to push through it because it is what it is. I'm sober and I want to try to be an example to other people that are hoping to try to get sober. And I know people that struggle, and they can keep it private, but you just know it, and they'll mention it. Oh, what's sobriety? You know, I hear it. All right, November 6th, going with the flow. Here we go. This is today's daily reflection. November 6th, going with the flow. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him. 12 steps, 12 traditions, page 96. The first words I speak when arising in the morning are, I arise, O God, to do thy will. This is the shortest prayer I know, and it is deeply ingrained in me. Prayer doesn't change God's attitude towards me. It changes my attitude towards God. Very important. As distinguished from prayer, meditation is quiet time, without words. To be centered is to be physically relaxed, emotionally calm, mentally focused, and spiritually aware. One way to keep the channel open and to improve my conscious contact with God is to maintain a grateful attitude. On the days when I'm grateful, good things seem to happen in my life. The instant I start cursing things in my life, however, the flow of good stops. God did not interrupt the flow. My own negativity did. Yep, negativity for me is when shit isn't going my way. You know, that's self-centered life. It is a rough life, and until you don't understand it, it's really rough. And then when you do understand it, it's actually really rougher because that all you do is think about it. And, you know, I guess it's just waiting for that opportunity. I mean, I don't know how many people out there yesterday said they weren't going to drink, they weren't going to gamble, or they weren't going to cheat, and did, and are waking up this morning on this beautiful Saturday morning with shame and regret, saying to themselves, I'm not going to do it again. You know, definitely drinking. I'm sure there's some people out there this morning or right now going, I wish I did not drink again. Why do I keep doing this? And unfortunately for me, I know that I cannot stop. I could not stop until you get punched in the face. Until your wife or husband's like, hey, where's our money? And then the fucking, you know, the rubber hits the road and you got to get honest. It's very tough. Yeah, anyway, I hope everyone's having a great day. I know I am. The ups and downs of this day will come, but I know that as a person that is sober, not cheating, not gambling, it's a good day. And like my buddy Matt, how he used to dumb it down, and it makes a lot of sense. As long as you're not smoking crack and paying for hookers, it should all work out. I'm not doing that today, and it should be fine. I hope everyone has a great day. Thanks for letting me share. Bye.